All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, I believe, the bottom of Kuf Lamed Ches. Davar Zeh, this thing, meaning this thing. Remember, again, we're speaking about over here the idea that sometimes when a person is in a position of authority, they become a lightning rod for criticism or a lightning rod for negativity, a lightning rod ultimately, again, for degradation, humiliation. So the Mechaber says that a person who has emunah understands that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as there is someone else who is heaping this scorn upon me, they are just simply the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a message from God that there's something in me that's in a state of disrepair that needs to be fixed, that needs to be addressed, that needs to be looked at. And again, as opposed to directing my anger at the individual who is doing these negative things to me, I choose instead to understand ultimately again that this is from the Ribono Shel Olam. I think we might have read this paragraph yesterday, that this is learned out from David HaMelech. So remember again, we went ahead and we learned this when David HaMelech ran away from Avshalom. So remember again, Avshalom rebels against David. That is one of the punishments that David HaMelech received for the episode with Bathsheba. David decides to flee instead of to fight his own son. So what happens? As he's on his way out of Yerushalayim, Bekvos Hamridash Avshalom Beno, Amad Shimi Ben Gera Vechire Vegidev Oso Beklados Nimratos, Ubiza Oso Bifnei Kalaam Kimoshakasov, Behine Misham Ish Yotzim Mishpachas Beishol Ushmo Shimi Ben Gera, Yotze, Yotzo, Umekalo, Vaisaka, Vaavonim as David, Veskal Abdi Amelach David, Vechola Amechala Giborim Mimino Mismolo, Page Koflametes, Vekoamar Shimi Vekalolo, Tse, Tse, Isha Dabim, Isha Belial. So as David Amelach is running from Yerushalayim, this guy, Shimi Ben Gera, comes out. And he starts cursing at David HaMelech, essentially saying, you deserve this. Everything you did to Shaul is now coming back to you. You're a disgraceful man. And again, he's cursing him. The Navi says he's throwing clods of earth at him. Now, by the way, Shimi ben Gera happens to be a cousin of Shaul HaMelech. So again, the family harbors incredible resentment towards David. So what happens? Page Kuf Lamites. The Kasher Rotz Asar Tzevao Shal David HaMelech Li Parim Shimi Achatzov Vela Rogoser Kimo Shekasov Vayomer Avishai Ben Tzuriya Al HaMelech Lama Yikalal HaKeva Vameis Azez Adoni HaMelech Ebrana Vasira Esrosho. So one of David's generals, a man by the name of Avishai, sees what's going on. He says, let me kill him. So first you understand that such an act like this of disparaging or humiliating the king is called Morib Melchus. It's a rebellion against the crown. And in a Jewish monarchy, any rebellion against the crown has a swift and immediate death penalty. So Avisha comes along and says, this is ridiculous. Let me kill him. I mean, this guy is obviously, he's inappropriate, he's wrong. Let me kill him. Lo hiskim David lekach. But David would not agree to this. Al af shahaisalo ef sharus vegam rishusli parimimeno. Even though David HaMelech had the ability and the legal right to exact punishment from Shimi ben Gera, he doesn't. Shahari kol gibor. Remember again, first of all, Shimi ben Gera is crazy. He must have had a death wish because David HaMelech is running away with some of his most elite soldiers and generals. And Shimi ben Gera literally just runs out into the middle of the street and takes a bite out of David HaMelech. So even though David HaMelech had the wherewithal and was absolutely within his right to go ahead and exact vengeance and punishment from Shimi ben Gera, what happens? He says, and who would have faulted David HaMelech had he executed someone who humiliated and embarrassed him? But what does David do? And this is amazing. David HaMelech lo ra'a mulo ben Adam, v'lo shama shum Adam mekalal oso. But rather says the Mechaber, David HaMelech did not see a man who was cursing him, a man who was humiliating him, who ra'a rak es Hashem, v'shama rak es Hashem. You see, David HaMelech did not see this as an action or as an event happening from Shimi ben Gera. He saw this as a message from the Ribono Shel Olam. He saw these words as the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, what does he do? V'lachin amr lahem, v'yomer HaMelech, Ma li velachem b'nei Tzeruya. So the king says to Avishai ben Tzeruya, listen, this is not our problem. What should we do, me and you, right, son of Tzeruya? Kol yikalel ki Hashem amar lo, kalel as David. Leave Shimi ben Geira alone. You know why? Because God told Shimi to curse me. Umi yomar madua sisakein. Therefore, what right do we have to say to Shimi ben Geira, why did you do this? Hanichu lo yikalel. Leave him alone, let him curse me. Ki amar lo Hashem. For the Ribon Shom told him to do this. V'kach ozav David eskira hamalucha tachas bizyonos ubecharafos b'li lahagiv v'mila. And David simply continues to flee on his way without saying a word. Kimo shakasav v'yelech David v'anosha baderech v'shimi holich v'tzeh lahahar l'umos aloch v'yikalel v'yisaka ba'avana l'umos v'yiper ba'afar. So you imagine this scene. David HaMelech continues walking. Shimi ben Geira is chasing after him. Running after him, cursing him, throwing stones, throwing clods of earth, yet David HaMelech does not respond. So we'll say, let's analyze this. So remember, what's happening over here? When David HaMelech says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shimi ben Geira to curse him, did the Ribono Shel Olam communicate with Shimi ben Geira? Did he communicate with Shimi ben Geira? Of course not. Right? Shimi ben Geira did something absolutely, unequivocally wrong. Shimi ben Geira ultimately does die. He dies under the reign of Shlomo HaMelech. But at the end of it, what does it mean? David HaMelech says, God told him to do this. Shimi ben Geira was responsible for his mistake. And he was responsible for his behavior. What David understood was, the events happening to me, Shimi ben Geira is the vehicle of the Ribono Shel Olam. And again, I can't say enough. That does not mean that Shimi ben Geira is not responsible for his actions. Of course he is. Of course he is. We have free will. We're responsible for what we do, what we don't do. But David understood that Shimi ben Geira was the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the makel. That God was delivering a message to David through the circumstances with Shimi ben Geira. And as such, David says, killing Shimi ben Geira ignores the fact that this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right now the time is to focus on the message. Don't worry about literally killing the messenger. This was the greatness of the emunah of David. David understood that every single circumstance, I will say, this by the way, I want to tell you, I think out of all the things we're going to learn with emunah, this is the hardest. This is the hardest. Because when someone hurts me, or someone insults me, right? First of all, the natural reaction is to react, right? Is to say something, is to do something, is to get back. The ability to hold your tongue, and the ability to hold yourself back and restrain yourself, and say, you know what? This guy, okay, he's a jerk. And he's going to have din v'cheshbon for hurting me like this. But at the end of the day, if I just focus on his jerkite, I'm losing out on the opportunity to learn something over here from these circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting me here because God is telling me, listen, Silber, the guy's being a jerk to you because you're being a little bit of a jerk also, meaning there's something in you that requires some tikkun. There's something in me that requires some type of fixing. Something in me is in a state of disrepair, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me like this interpersonal tension in order to highlight that to me. The ability to focus on that and not to go ahead and react is the greatest testament to one's emunah. David HaMelech, you see, the difference over here also is, remember, David HaMelech knows, because he was told already by Nasan HaNavi, that there was going to be a rebellion from within his home. Right? So there's going to be a rebellion within his home. One of his children or somebody from the household would rebel. He understands that this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he calms everyone else. Can you imagine this? You see, when you read through the story quickly, you think just Shimi ben Geira just cursed him, and you know, Shimi ben Geira is following him. Can you imagine this? You take the high road, you decide not to respond, you decide to walk away, and this nut is literally running after you, cursing you, throwing clods of dirt at you. You're surrounded by all of these soldiers. The guy is Morid B'Malchus. Yet David HaMelech chooses to say, no, to respond means that I'm going to lose out on the mussar from this circumstance. Instead, I choose to hold my tongue, I choose to refrain from responding, and I choose to learn what the message is from Hashem. This is actually beautiful. The Kasuv HaMedrash, we'll say second to last paragraph, page Kuf Lamites. It says in the Medrash, Sheberega Sha'amar David HaMelech Milim Elu, that when David said these words, of Kol Yikalel Ki Amar Hashem Lo Ki Hashem Amar Lo Kilas David. When David acknowledged that these circumstances were from the Ribono Shel Olam, right? When he said the words Ki Hashem Amar Lo Kalel, that God told Shimi Ben Gera to curse me, which Rabbi says not to be understood literally. God didn't tell Shimi Ben Gera anything, but rather David HaMelech understands that these circumstances are a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When David said those words, get ready for this. Miyad Yotza Baskal Va'amra. David Melech Yisrael, Mizuman Lihios Regel Revi'i Bemerkava. David, King of Israel, you are now invited to be the fourth leg of the chariot of the Ribono Shel Olam. In other words, there's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. And David, where Moshe Rabbeinu also fits in there. But David HaMelech was invited to be the fourth leg, so to speak, the fourth support of the chariot of the Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because this ability to say, Ki Hashem Amar Lo Kalel, this is from God and have to grow from these circumstances, was such an incredible, dramatic display of emunah that he is invited to ultimately be part of the very chariot of the Ribono Shel Olam. Lachin. Therefore, again, says the Mechaber, Adam Shebe Miskeres Tafkido Mekabel Yisurin. A person who in the midst of his work, right, in the midst of his work, in the midst of his responsibilities, sometimes gets mistreated. Those say it could happen. If I'm in a position of authority, and by the way, this is not just a din in position of authority, it's a din in life. If I find myself in a situation where someone else embarrasses me, someone else mistreats me, someone else humiliates me, I have to understand that that is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam is trying to tell me something in me needs to be fixed. The ability to take that message and not use my emotional energy to be angry at the other person or to take revenge on the other person, for lo linkom ba'adam ha'mevazel, so not chasam take revenge against the person who's hurting me, ela adirabo yiskaber al atzmo, I have to overcome my anger, I have to overcome my desire for revenge, v'yisnaik ima adam hazeh berachamim. And says, not this, Rabbi, it just gets harder. The Mechaber says, not only that, I have to treat this person with compassion. Right? It wasn't in general, by the way, you know, when people act out and people act in a negative fashion towards you, the truth is, the more proper response is always rachmanus and not anger. Because normal, happy people do not lash out or mistreat other people. It's only terribly unhappy people or broken people who feel the need to deconstruct others. He says, Kia uvda sha'adam zechata negdo, enum atiro lachto gavu bechazara. Because also the fact that someone else hurt me does not give me the license to hurt them back. Rather, just the opposite. If I get hurt by someone and my response is I strike back at them, then not only have I committed an interpersonal misdeed and transgression, but I've failed to actually take the mussar from this circumstance, which is this person is simply the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delivering me a message from Hashem that something in me is in a state of disrepair, something in me requires tikkun, something in me ultimately needs to be addressed. That, says the Mechaber, is our job. When dealing with interpersonal strife, the Baal Emunah understands that I do not direct my animosity or energies towards the offender. That person is the makil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, I try to figure out what message is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving to me, how do I grow, what's in a state of disrepair, and ultimately, how do I fix it? All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Kuf Mem and Mirat Hashem tomorrow.